Ek sal probeer harder praat, so sit hom sagter. Dan kan hy of sy gain afdrop. Ek dink sy gain is te hoog. Testing 1 2 testing 1 2 3 dan sê klink beter. Ek skuis, dis my ek wat so saggies praat. So like I said that we're going to do a series on digging for treasure. And I've got lots here, so, and I've got lots for the next couple of weeks, maybe months. So I trust that I've got no idea where I'm going to land today. I've got no idea where I'm going to stop. So it might end strange or weird, or end strange and weird, and just bear with me, and we'll see how it goes, because I've got no idea where we're going to land on this, because there's some awesome practical stuff that we're going to dig into. But also, I want to start with a bit more that the Lord wants to talk to our hearts first, and then we'll get into the practical things of digging for treasure. So I did feel, like firstly before we start, I did feel for us to actually do some of the things we did in Bible school this morning. Very practical. Maybe we'll get there. If not, we'll see. But we'll definitely get there in the next coming weeks. Something we felt in the Lord for all of us. It might be a lot of scripture and it might be a lot of information or whatever. But I really want to ask you to stick with me. And ek wil actually bid in die, ek vertrou die Here dat julle in die gees versterk sal word en sal kan regtig luister. Intentionally. Okay. I was thinking about this. It's like Paul preached for 12 hours. Hey? Hier gaan niemand kan afval af van bo af nie, want is wat toe nou gebeur het. En die ou het homself mors doodgeval en hulle het vir hom gebid en hy's weer. En toe, wat doen hy weer? Toe gaan preek hy weer verder. Sien, soos, ek sal soos ophou. I'll stop if somebody falls dead because of my preaching. He carried on. So I think sometimes we too tippity toe around each other. Let's and maak te veel verskonings. It's like, please try and follow. Okay. Even if it feels long or even if it's, but I really, really do feel it's in the Lord. So digging for treasure, part one. So something that we felt as an eldership is that we need to rework our values into us, the values of the New Testament church. And one of the things that I felt in saying that is we can't start talking about the values if we're not, like the reason why the church lived the way they did in Acts 2, verse 42 to 47, where they devoted themselves to the four pillars of the church. We know all that stuff. I'm going to go into that. If you don't know it, go and read it. But that's what happened because of the outpouring of the Spirit. Okay, I'm going to say that again. The reason why the church lived the way they did and the reason they had the values was because of the outpouring of the Spirit. They were filled with God. So we can start talking about all these different things that we need to look out for health in a church. But first we need to start at a point to be filled with the Spirit. Because otherwise this is just done because it's something we read. And then we tick that box of doing that thing. Mark it sin. It's a personal filling with the revelation of God. I'm going to say that again. The reason why you're filled with the Spirit is so that you will see God. That's what faith does. It opens your heart. So like I said in the message yesterday when I typed it out, I was like, I don't know how to type this. Because it's such as the Lord filled me with His Spirit, He filled me with this word of, I don't want to say heavy, but it is a warning for all of us, for me. See, the errands van hierdie woord in my heart. And I don't want to make it a heavy, but it is a warning. And as I was sitting in worship and I just feel this, I just prayed, Lord, give me your heart, because I don't want to say something this morning that's not going to encourage you. Because I can so easily say something that will offend you, which hopefully it's God that offends, not me. But it is, I really trust that it will encourage you as we go through this in the next couple of hours, however long the Lord wants us to go into it. But I really do want to say, firstly, it is a loving warning for all of us. And I want to read us the scripture that I felt in my heart. There's a lot of scripture, so just like I said, stick with me. Philippians 2 verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, you have always obeyed. So now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, we've heard this scripture so much, but there's something that jumped out for me in a scripture when I read it again. It says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Like so many times when wanneer ons Here hoor, en wanneer ons dinge dink, dan dink ons vir iemand anders, of ons dink selfs vir die gesondheid van die kerk. Soos wat, joh, hierdie is vir die kerk. En ja, dit is goed. It is good to talk to God about that and to hear for the church. But I really do feel we're in a season now that where the Lord wants to talk to you. En ek weet, hier is baie van ons wat kom sit op Sondag en het gaan niet oor jou. Okay? En dit is ook deel van die groei, dat het net nie oor jou, nie net oor jou gaan nie, want die oomblik as het oor jou gaan, moet het oorvloei in die ander. Is that making sense? But it has to start with you. It has to start with you. It's your salvation, then the salvation of the people around you. And you have to work it out with fear and trembling. And that's a strange scripture. Want as ons begin praat oor vrees, is ons is bietjie, oh, wow. I've always settled this in my heart. The fact that I'm working this out with fear is my assurance. Can I explain it to you? Want ons moet een assurance of salvation, ek moet weet. The scripture, ek dink is 2 Corinthians 12. And it says that the Spirit in my heart testifies to me that I am a child of God. So if you don't feel like a child of God, you need to get to the Lord and say, Lord, fill me again with your Spirit so that I will feel like your child. But I have to do that in fear and trembling. Meaning, the fact that I'm working this out, the fact that I'm not over-arrogant, over-confident, that gives me assurance. Does that make sense? I need to be assured that I'm a child of God, but the fact that I'm working it out makes me a child of God. So the reason why we feel this in the Lord for us, it's like, you can sit in this church, and this church becomes your Jesus. In a wrong way. The church, if it's healthy, I'm a part of it, feels like, okay, ek is okay. Want I believe the right things. I'm in the right church, according to me. I want to say again this morning that you can sit in Joshua Generation Church and not know God, and Him not know you. And that's why our scripture says, work out your own salvation, fear and trembling. I see too many people when I spend time with them that they come to church on Sundays and they go to community once in a while or go to church once in a while and they feel okay. But when I talk to them, they struggle with things in their lives and I ask, how's your time with the Lord? Phew. Ek het net nie genoeg tyd nie. Ek kom net nie by dit uit nie. And it's not a guilt trip this morning, but it's a loving warning that the Lord wants to lead us into. It's like you need to work around your own salvation. You can't rely on the church to take you to heaven. It helps. Honestly, it helps for restoration. It helps, and we, together we're shining a light. So church is something that God is building, but it is something that you need to work out. So there is a fear and trembling. So I want to read us a scripture in Hebrews 12, verse 25 to 29. It says, see that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if they do not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less will they escape if we reject him who warns from heaven. At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised. Yet once again, more I will shake not only the earth but also the heavens. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of things that are shaken. That is, things that have been made, in order that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. Now listen to this. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship. What is acceptable worship to God? What is acceptable worship? With reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. See, we love reading about the love of God. But I want to be honest with you this morning. He's also a consuming fire. It's like working that salvation out with fear and trembling. That's a real fear and trembling. That is, how do we worship Him? How do we worship Him? With reverence and awe. Die Afrikaans sê, wat is hy reverence en awe? 'N eerbiedige onderworpenheid. Eerbiedige onderworpenheid, dis in die 2020, wat sê hierdie ene? Vers, ek kan dit nou nie sien nie. Eerbied en ontzag. Reverence and awe. So I want to ask you this morning, are you still in awe of God? Are you still in awe of God? Isaiah 66 verse 2 says this, all these things my hand has made, and so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, soos nou wie kyk Here, who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. Trembles and contrite in spirit. Dis 'n snaakse hoë Engelse woorde, nê? Contrite in spirit, ek het gaan oplees en probeer kyk wat dit sê. Die 2020 vertaling sê versla in gees. Jy's versla in gees. Nou selfs dit is moeilik om te verstaan vir ons want niemand van ons praat so nie. Wie weet wat se gees is dit? It's one that trembles and is in awe of God. A spirit that realizes, I want to say, your disability in front of God. That's contrite. Sien, ons moet op 'n plek kom waar ons besef, wie's God en wie's ek. And my first place, when I realize who I am and who God is, I tremble at my weakness, and I tremble at His Almighty God. And that is the beginning of wisdom. That's the beginning of salvation. I'm going to say that again. The beginning of salvation is realizing who you are and who God is. And that should make you tremble. That's why that scripture says, and we can actually, I haven't got all of it, but Jesus says He delights in the fear of the Lord. God says He finds pleasure in those who fear the Lord. What is that fear? That's being in an awe, contrite spirit, meaning that's a besef net, my meekness, my... That's where we start. That's be. And I realized the more I spent time with the Lord, I realized how deceived, how quickly deceived I can be. Hoe vinnig ek mislei kan word in my vermoë partykeer. En ek wil sê how quickly we can be deceived in our daily walks with the world. How quickly we can just become into a place where quiet times and you working this out and you spending time with the Lord, how quickly it's okay not to do that. Because I'm just human and I'm just busy. See, what happens the moment you say that, and here's the, this is going to hit hard. Listen now. Listen carefully. The moment the world starts to deceive you, you get into a place of what? You're not humble and contrite of spirit, meaning you're not in awe and reverence anymore. Okay? That happens so quickly. You're not in awe and reverence anymore. That's when you start saying, I haven't got time for quiet time. You're just becoming arrogant. You're not humble anymore. As jy sukkel om stilte tyd te hou, wil ek vanoggend vir jou sê, jy is bloot arrogant. You're not contrite of spirit anymore, knowing who you are and who He is. If you haven't got time for God, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? People, we need to keep ourselves humble. I'm shaking as I'm saying this, because He's God, and you're not. We make ourselves God. I'm just too busy, God. I haven't got time to pour myself out for you. I don't want to say a time is coming when it's going to get more difficult. But we're being deceived by an angel that comes forth as one that is of light. So it doesn't look that bad. We're being deceived. You need to work out your salvation. Humble yourselves. Spend time with the Lord. Dig into Scripture. Pray. Our prayer lives are nowhere. I'm talking to myself. The Bible is too complicated. I'd rather just read a dagstukkie and see if something jumps out. Or are you digging into Scripture? Are you trying to find God? Because you're in awe of this reverent God, this holy God. Lord, help us. Matthew 13, verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. It is a struggle for us to find that hidden treasure. Because once I find that, I cannot enjoy just stop everything. You know when you're full of God. You know. Jy weet wanneer toe jy by die Here uitgekom het, was dit jy kon nie ophou net woord lees nie. Jy kon nie ophou net in die woord en klim en te sien wat sê die Here. En dan wat doen ons? Die deception kom. And we become arrogant. Honestly. It's like we lose that joy of finding the Lord. And I'm trusting that in this series, as we go digging through this, is that you'll find that treasure again. That you'll find Him. Because then in joy, I'll lose my life. Like Dan said last week at the gathering. In joy, I will die. Because I want to. Because there's freedom in it. And I find the treasure. I find God. Whom of you desire that? Come on, raise your hands. Who desires that? Lord, help us. Yeah. 2 Timothy 2, verse 1 to 7. This is all intro, eh? We're not even close to... 2 Timothy 2, verse 1 to 7. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier. Listen to this. Share in the suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits. What are we talking about now? Civilian pursuits is the things of the systems of this world. And me and my wife have been talking a lot about the systems of this world lately. And we're like so entangled in it. We're so entangled. The school system. I want to say it this morning. The school system so entangled us. And I'm so tired of that. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have his first share in the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. So he's talking about a soldier, he's talking about an athlete, and he's talking about a what? A farmer, a hardworking farmer. He's not talking about beggars sitting back and chillaxing and just wanting to receive. He's not talking about poets, and he's talking about soldiers, and he's talking about athletes, and he's talking about hardworking farmers. Why is he saying that? There's something in the kingdom of God about hard work. Meaning, digging for treasure. The hardworking farmer receives the first crop. The hardworking farmer receives the first crop. Maar Charles, dit kom maklik vir jou, want jy is genooi deur die Here om sy stem te hoor, jy word betaal deur die kerk, en jy sit dag in en dag uit voor die Bybel, en jy lees, en jy is gegift om dit te doen nie ekkie. The hardworking farmer receives the first crop. Nee, ek sou nie gegift, ek gaan ons nou nie eendag preekie, ek het nie nodig om so in die woord in te dek. Ek het nie nodig om so baie te bid nie. The hardworking farmer receives the first crop. You work out your own salvation. Fear and trembling. Moenie wag vir Charles' revelation en aan dit gou vir die hele week nie. I'm going to say that again. Moenie wag vir for Charles' revelation, for Mario's revelation, for Tom's revelation, for your community layer's revelation. So wat gaan ons by community doen hierdie week? O, nou gaan ek bietjie weer aan dit kou nie. The hardworking farmer receives the first crop. It's you that need to dig. And I want to say, like it says, an athlete only competes when he's within the rules or something. Jy kan nie koek sny nie. Dis wat hy sê. Daai ouppies wat die ander kant die rugbyveld om hardloop. Nee, ag die rugbypale. Hop koek sny. Dis cheating. You have to work for this. We have to work for this. And then in the last passage, 2 Timothy 2, verse 1 to 7, I know Mike DeFay talked to us about this, and he said, think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Okay, so we come to church, and sometimes we walk out of here, and we're like, yeah, it was a great service, or we go to community, oh, it was a great service, or we spend quiet time, we read something, and it's sort of, nothing really fell this morning into my heart. But thank you, Lord, and I've ticked that box, and now I'm going to follow you today. Great. He says, what does he say? Go. It's basically go away. You've heard what I've said. Think over. And knowledge and understanding will come to you. Meaning, you have to think it over, and then God will reveal. The hardworking farmer. Fast food. We're so used to fast food. We want to watch short videos. A short video from Andrew is nice, not a whole preach. Because it's quick revelation. We're not thinking over these things. See, I was reminded of, I haven't really dug into it, but I was reminded of thinking about this. I'm still in the introduction. So I'm going to just do the introduction today, basically. But I was thinking about the 10 virgins. You know, it wasn't, there was 10 maagde, and it is nie asof een van hulle soos, oh, ek het gaan olie gaan kry, nou is ek laat. It's half of them. The love of most will grow cold in the end times. The love of most will grow cold. See, half of the virgins wasn't prepared for his coming. Now, am I saying half of this church? No, it's not what I'm saying. But work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You need to dig. You need to dig. And here's the thing, as we go into the series, is I sometimes think that people just, and it might be, that's why we've got the church, so that we help each other. When I started doing what I'm doing now, and God called me to do, I had no idea. And sometimes I still don't. But I learned, and I dug. Meaning, ek gaan vir julle probeer openbaar hoe die Here deur die jare, saam met wat Andrew hulle ons geleer het, en die elders op spanne ons geleer het, en teoloë my geleer het, en hoe om in die woord te krap, en hoe om te bid, en hoe om te bid is iets wat ek nog steeds ingrawe. Here help om my leer my Here om te bid. Maar ek hoop om julle op 'n journey te vat van want ek dink baie van ons weet net nie hoe nie om te grawe in skrif nie. Nou it's not an excuse not to do it. Because that's the way I learned to do it is by just doing it. But we sort of read scripture and stuff like we watching short videos. Until something lands. And I want to watch the whole short video. Then I read the whole scripture. And I hope that in his journey in the next coming weeks, we can talk about it, and we talk about it together. And how do we dig into Scripture? And that might be two preachers in that. And how do we find the Lord? It's not about Scripture. It's finding the Lord in Scripture. It's finding the treasure in Scripture. Because there's a lot. There's a lot. Kom, wie van julle, wie is eerlijk vanoggend? Wie van julle vind, ek sien groot oogies nou, nie my dit vraag in die kerkie, dan moet ek eerlijk wees. Wie van julle vind julle Bybels boring? Partijke. Natasha is eerlijk. Hey? Soos partijke lees ek, en dan is het just like. So we're going to talk about passive reading and active reading. We're going to talk about those sort of things. And how do we dig into Scripture? Het gaan praktisch raak. But it's something that I feel the Lord. Because the times are coming. Times are coming. And it's just going to get more difficult. And net moeiliker and moeiliker and moeiliker. And it's not a doom profeet nie. It's met jou encourage. Encourage. I've still got a few minutes. So I'm going to end with this. So the two things that I do believe that we need to spend a lot of time in is obviously word and prayer. That's what we've spoken about now. And the one thing we're going to obviously... First thing, I believe that we can't pray if we don't have Scripture in our hearts. I'm going to say that again. You can't pray if you don't have Scripture in your heart. Jy kan uitroep na die Here toe vir iets, is reg. But if you really want to pray, and pray according to His will, and ask according to His will, you need to know His will, and that's, you need to read the Bible. Which is amazing why He gave us the Bible. And we're going to go into just the awesomeness of the Bible. But there's a reason why He gives us the Scriptures, so that He reveals Himself and we can pray according to His will. Okay, so in Timothy, Paul writes to Timothy, and he talks about the last days, and he talks about how people will become lovers of money, lovers of self, and then he starts talking about false teachers and how they will come and deceive many, what we've spoken about this morning. And then he gives the NIV says, the final charge to Timothy. So just thinking, I'm not sure if I'm going to see Timothy again. Paul thinks of Timothy, and he writes the last thing that he knows, that he really wants Timothy to remember. Okay. That's the context of the Scripture. And he says, and Paul, actually, it's beautiful. I've tried to put myself in his heart and try and feel what the Spirit's saying to Paul. And he puts this in words, and you sort of pick up what Paul starts thinking of what's my last thing I want to say to Timothy. And he says to him, it's now 2 Timothy 3 verse 10 to 7. Says, you, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me in Antioch, at Iconium and in Lystra, which persecutions I endured, yet from all them the Lord rescued me. So just thinking, he's writing this and he's thinking by himself, okay, if I think back at my life, I remember this. Do you remember this, Timothy? Do you remember my sufferings? Do you remember my steadfast love? Do you remember? And he carries on, okay? Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. So he's thinking about what's coming for you, Timothy. What's coming for us? Now this is 2,000 years ago. In that time, he said to Timothy, things are going to go from bad to worse. And that's, I want to say to you this morning, things are going to come for you from bad to worse. People are going to try and deceive you, and the deceiver is going to try and deceive you, and he's going to keep on deceiving you, and that's just going to, deception is just going to become more difficult. So here is my last encouragement. And this is his charge on how he will endure. How will Timothy make this happen? But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation. Okay? We need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. So what? The scriptures will make you wise for what? Salvation. Through the faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. In righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work. Yeah. If we are, and I want to land with this thought, if we are in awe of God, realizing, sitting here this morning, and I hope something of a contrite spirit came upon you, realizing who God is. And if you got to this place in your life where you believe that you know that you know that you know that God is alive and is real, he gave us this Bible to learn him, to get to the knowledge of who he is. It is breathed out by God. The same spirit that gave life to you, the same spirit that gave life to Jesus and rose him from the dead, gave us this. Who are we not to dig into this thing, to try and find him, to find a love for the Bible? Why? Not because it's not Father, Son, and Holy Scripture. It's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But why? In this we find the Lord. It's through the Spirit that we find the Lord in the Word. And I pray that this morning will encourage you in the next coming weeks to dig into Scripture, start praying, finding him for yourself, and we're going to help each other. Next week we'll dig into just how do we approach and how do we read our Bible, and then we'll go maybe into looking at a few scriptures and how we do it in context, and how do we dig into the details. It's not about learning. We're not going to learn Greek and Hebrews. Don't worry about it. But there's a way we find the Lord in this. Because Jesus, and one of the things is Jesus is in the details. He's in the details of Scripture. He's in the details of your life. Amen? Will you take faith with us for the next, well, as we dig into this? Right? Is it okay? I'm going to ask you something strange. Something prophetically. It's normally when somebody says that, something weird is going to happen. As I prayed this morning, as we prayed together, I felt the Lord wants to bring revival. Now, I'm not talking about, maybe I am, but I'm not talking about thousands of people coming into church. I'm talking about revival in your heart. If you've got faith for that, for you to find the Lord in a deeper awe of who he is, don't you want to stand up and just move out of your chair? Just find a, just move out, move, come stand here in front. I know we're going to fill up the queues, but if you've got faith with me, just go stand at a different place. Yes, Lord. Father.